I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest clashes between Sudan's army and rebel forces left 17 dead and over 100 seriously wounded. Sudan's civil war started 3 years ago with strong evidence of genocidal violence in Darfur. But few in the West are paying attention. Jesse Griffin of Unfolding Word says,
there's genocide after genocide, and oftentimes it doesn't make the news because there's other conflicts that are more germane to United States politics.
But there's still hope. God is working through Sudanese Bible translators who partner with Unfolding Word.
Our brothers in Sudan will say because of the conflict, there's a huge receptivity to the gospel.
Many Muslims are turning to Christ after hearing the gospel in their heart language.
Pray for their protection because many of them, as soon as they make that decision, their lives are in jeopardy from those that are closest to them.
And have you ever thought about going to seminary? Dee Peterson with Prisoners for Christ says their ministry makes that goal possible for inmates in multiple United States prisons. They do it in connection with the Urban Ministry Institute, or TUMI.
The goal of TUMI in the prison environment is to provide the quality seminary-level coursework to equip and strengthen Christian ministry leaders for the inside church.
One U.S. inmate they served is now a leader in his home country, Mongolia. He told Prisoners for Christ,
just looking back at my life and what I've been through humbles me. Through TUMI, God has stretched my faith, matured me, and made me an active follower for Christ.
TUMI courses are facilitated by volunteers just like you. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.